relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
And for those of you watching on YouTube, we're playing the theme music, the scary violin chords of The Walking Dead. Why? Because Biden's back. Biden's back like a zombie. He's back. He doesn't have it in the can yet. He needs 1,191 delegates. He's about 200 odd short. And Bernie's trailing behind with 710. But he feels very confident. Although, I have some audio to play you. I'm curious what you guys think. How significant is it that one of the loudest individuals on the Democrat side, a woman who has openly called for the harassment, the public harassment of members of the Trump administration, you know who I'm talking about, Maxine Waters, well, she has a certain take on the former vice president. Maxine Waters, cut three.
It's not about who you like. It's about now watching and understanding who can beat Trump.
Do you think Biden has what it takes to beat Trump?
I don't know, but we'll see.
I don't know, but we'll see. Maxine Waters doesn't think that Sleepy Joe can beat the president. Is she allowed to say that? I guess that's why you're hearing voices such as this. James Clyburn, who got one of the states to back Joe Biden by endorsing him, told NPR that just shut it down. James Clyburn.
And quite frankly, if the night ends the way it has begun, then I think it is time for us to shut this primary down. It's time for us to cancel the rest of these debates, because you don't do anything but get yourself in trouble if you continue this contest.
There's no reason. Just shut it down. There seems to be a trend here. And then somebody who, you can say he's lost it of late, but way back when, during the Clinton years, oh my gosh, doesn't that seem a long time ago, he was treated as the arch strategist for the Democrat Party. Of course, I'm talking about James Carville, if you thought I had a funny accent. Listen to what he said about primaries and nominations. Cut five.
Remember, this is all about November. These voters want to shut this thing down. I mean, you can just look all across the spectrum of the Democratic Party and people are saying, we made our decision. This is who we're going with. According to 538, there's a 99-to-1 chance that Vice President Biden is going to be the nominee. Let's shut this puppy down and let's move on and worry about November. This thing is decided. There's no reason to keep it going, but not even a day longer.
Let's shut this puppy down. What are they afraid of? Do they still think that Bernie can somehow manage it, can pull it off? Are they trying to ensure that there won't be a contested convention? Somebody's worried. They don't want to have the democratic process evolve to a result that reflects a transparent choice. Carville, Clyburn, they want to shut it down. And Waters says she doesn't think, or she's not sure, that Joe Biden can beat the president? What is going on? Well, I know what's going on the other side. If you haven't seen it already, we have the latest campaign video from the MAGA Trump campaign, which focuses on Sleepy Joe. And we're going to show this video. You can hear the audio. But if you haven't seen the video, you need to see it as well. We're going to post it on my Twitter and Facebook feeds. So this is the latest campaign missive from Trump headquarters. Video cut one.
Obama warned Biden's aides to make sure Biden didn't embarrass himself.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the thing.
An Obama Democrat.
Tomorrow's superstar.
150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers.
This is my little sister, Valerie, and I'm Jill's husband. Oh, no, you switched on me. This is my wife. This is my sister. They switched on me.
My other three granddaughters are down in Dubuque with my wife, Jill. And so, in Des Moines, I'm in Dubuque.
All right, Chuck, thank you very much.
All right, it's Chris, but anyway.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night. Text Joe 23. Excuse me, I got to get this right.
1976.
You're a lying dog faced pony soldier.
I want to be clear. I'm not going nuts.
Now, the only question is, and you could call in or you could text us, which one is your favorite? I'm curious. Is it the all men are created equal by the you know thing? That's got to be one of the best. Or don't forget when you go to bed at night to leave the record player on. Or how about I'm not going crazy? Is this a serious candidate? Is this man a serious choice for one of the two parties in our great nation? I guess it is. Why? I have proof. And what's the proof? It's the audio of the face of the Democrat Party. What happened to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the last few months? Didn't she disappear? Oh, she's back. And she's posted a video on Instagram. And the first message is, if you don't eat chicken chow mein tonight, you're a racist. Funny enough, I actually had Chinese takeout yesterday. No special reason, but she thinks if you're not eating lo mein today, it's because you're a racist. So let's listen. We've heard the old, the maven, the patriarchy of the left. Now we hear the young female voice, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, cut nine.
Honestly, it sounds almost so silly to say, but there's a lot of restaurants that are feeling the pain of racism, where people are literally not patroning Chinese restaurants. They're not patroning Asian restaurants because of just straight up racism around the coronavirus.
They're not patroning? Patroning? Hang on. If I wanted to be a real conspiracy theorist, I'd ask one question here. Did this woman really tend bar? Patroning? How could she not know that patroning is not a word? How could she work in the service industry and not realize that when she's tending bar, that people are patronizing her establishment? And you're not patroning a Chinese restaurant? You racist! How dare you? Oh, dear. Does she have two brain cells to rub together? I don't really know. But that's the left, and that's why it's all the more important that we feed you all the rhetorical ammunition you need so that in 236 days... the president is reelected. I think we have to have a new little segment where we remind people, or perhaps tell them for the first time, just how corrupt Joe Biden is. Because not everybody has read Peter Schweizer's incredible new book, Profiles in Corruption, about how multiple members of his family, not just Hunter Biden, his son, but his brothers and others, have profited from the rank corruption of Joe Biden for the last 4 decades plus. I think we have to instigate that here on America First. Let's talk about more pleasurable things. Let's talk about what you have done for people in need. Thanks to all of you who have already donated thousands of dollars to our Food for the Poor campaign that is feeding starving children in Guatemala. We are the richest, the most powerful nation on the earth, especially now during the Easter season. It's a wonderful, it's a perfect time to give back. Listen to Alice Marino of Food for the Poor talking about the mothers of Guatemala who are just trying to feed their children.
If I was born into poverty like that, would I have the strength to do what they do? And that to me just reminds me, God, thank you for bringing them to us so they can remind us and make us humble.
Make us humble, but also make us modern missionaries. Right now, please go to my website. Make a donation in any amount to help feed these children. It's sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and feed the starving families banner. You can call them if you prefer on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. $27 a month feeds a family of four. Please help them. SebGorka.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Professor Victor Davis Hanson.
America First. Magnificent.
I told you you didn't want to miss a second of today's show. The first hour with Conrad Black, then a couple of your calls, and now we're going all the way out west to one of the greatest strategic minds alive today. You can follow his writings at American Greatness, amgreatness.com. He is the author of The Case for Trump, and you see him every day almost on the TV. He is Professor Victor Davis Hanson, Senior Fellow at the Hoover Institute, Classics and Military History, and of course, one of our favorite guests here on America First. Professor Hanson, welcome back. Let's dive in straight at the strategic level. Today, the World Health Organization declared the Wuhan virus, and yes, we are calling it the Wuhan virus here, as a pandemic. 22 people have died in America, more than 1,000 infected, despite the fact that in Chicago last year alone, 491 people were murdered, 309 in Baltimore. In Hurricane Katrina, which some people on the left, commentators, are now referring to the COVID-19 virus as President Trump's Hurricane Katrina, the estimate is between 1,200 and 1,800 people were killed. Is the response been adequate in your terms, in your understanding strategically? And what is your measure of any hysteria?
With all of these supposed dangers, the key is quarantine or restrictions of infected people. So although it was a little late, it was earlier than most, and that was the Trump travel ban of January 31st. That really affected us on the West Coast, because from San Diego to Seattle, about 15,000 people come in daily directly from China. And in that critical period of December and January, it was pretty clear that Chinese Communist Party knew that it was going to be serious, and then they allowed all of those people, over a million in total. I think we kind of underestimate that, because that would mean that for 2 months, there must have been hundreds, if not thousands, of that million people who had been exposed to the virus. So when we're looking at it now, we think that it just came after the travel ban, and then it spread, when, in fact, anecdotally, you hear all sorts of people that claim they got very weird types of flus or very ill, or et cetera, et cetera. That can be anecdotal and unproven, but I think we have to take some credence that it's been here with us longer than we think, and now we're recognizing it, and we're sort of in a hysterical mood. But had it been called, say, influenza C, we might not have reacted as dramatically. And we don't really know much about it still. There's so much. I mean, Anthony Fauci today said things that were contradictory. And almost daily we're told that 3% die, that 1% die, 7.7% in South Korea die, that cases are exploding. No, cases have gone from 900 to 90 a day in South. So we don't really know. There's no data to make an informed empirical analysis.
Right now, as we speak, the president is meeting with members, Wall Street executives, to talk about responses to the Wuhan virus. A friend of mine, a former colleague at Fox, has been in deep water, or at least has been feeling the barbs of internet trolls, because she said that this is impeachment 2.0, that's Trish Regan. Have you seen as rapid and political exploitation of a biological event as we've seen in the last few weeks with regards to the Wuhan virus, Professor Hansen?
No, I haven't. I have seen other events. I think that the 2008 financial disaster that was, I think, due to pressures to relax lending to subprime mortgage applicants, it destroyed the second term of George W. Bush. It was just and it really destroyed the Republican brand, and hence John McCain's candidacy. And I think the same thing was true with Katrina, that after the original hysteria that was mostly because of laxity on the part of the Democratic governor and mayor, George W. Bush was blamed by the media, and he never kind of got over that. So I've seen natural disasters, but never. I remember here in California, the 2009 swine flu H1N1 scare came from Mexico, and we had an open border under the Obama administration.
Yes.
There were people along coastal community. My daughter lives in Santa Cruz. There were 3 or 4 cases of infants getting paralysis from it. And eventually, as everybody remarks, 12,000 people died, 20 million cases. But I don't remember people saying in the House or the Senate, this is Barack Obama's,
right,
the Obama virus. I think it's part of the thing is it came from China and they lied to us about it. We saw those horrific videos of people dropping like flies. Then there were the stories about bats, pangolins, snakes. And then we had the other weird conspiracy stories about a viral lab right next to Ground Zero in China. And then it's an election year. And then the Trump derangement syndrome. And you added all that and it was a perfect storm.
We're talking to Victor Davis Hansen. Here we are indeed. Follow him on Twitter at VD Hansen, H-A-N-S-O-N, author of the superb book, The Case for Trump. Could this be, I've already seen some excellent pieces at American Greatness, including this morning from Chris Buskirk, with regards to how this could actually turn out to be a good thing in terms of it being a Sputnik moment for America, that we are waking up to, you know, the fact that 90% of antibiotics come from China, that our supply chains are, from a national security perspective, far too reliant on that communist nation. Could it, in fact, if we don't see a significant spike in infection and deaths, could this be a potential Sputnik moment for America when it comes to China, Professor?
I think so. I think everybody understands that it was reckless to outsource things like medical supplies, gloves, masks, pharmaceuticals, even strategic technology. And we have done that. And I think there's going to be a big revulsion against that. And in a larger context, with the collapse of oil prices and near zero interest rates and the natural exuberance that comes once a danger has passed at the end of a war or a plague, historically speaking, this thing is going to end. And when it does, there's a lot of stimuli lined up that will make this economy take off. And when you juxtapose those realities into the campaign cycle, it's going to be very interesting to see who's the beneficiary and who's the loser of that reality.
Yes, indeed. A key question as we count down the days, only 236 to go until our election this November. If you're enjoying our long-form interviews, you know what to do. Join my cabinet right now. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner where you get this show all 3 hours every single day without commercial breaks and then long-form interviews with individuals like the good professor that you can't find anywhere else, as well as my take on the real stories behind the fake news industrial complex's spin. Go to sebgorka.com right now, and don't forget to follow us on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook. Back with the good professor in a moment here on America First, the newest national radio show across the nation on more than 200 stations, 2 million listeners, and also available everywhere that podcasts are downloadable. Our number here, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. And our Patriot Mobile text line, 703-869-1262. Back after these messages. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
In my book, you're number one. I don't care about the Stephen guy number two. In my book, you're number one, okay? So don't worry about it.
Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you, Judy. I recognize those tones anywhere. Is Judy going to call in today? I don't know if she's allowed to. Has she had her one weekly call? Jeff, later on. We'll be back with your calls in a moment. But right now, back to business with one of the greatest strategic minds alive today. He is Professor Victor Davis Hanson, Senior Fellow at the Hoover Institution and author of a fabulous work, The Case for Trump. I watched a video of yours yesterday from the incredible Hillsdale College, and the theme was General Patton. And Eric, please post that video right now. You'll find it on YouTube. Let's post it at Facebook and on my Twitter feed, and let's tag good professor in Hillsdale. And there was a message. It was fascinating, the story of Patton's rise, how he saw himself as a member of an elite, perhaps even reincarnated. But there was a key message that there are iconoclasts. There are perhaps individuals who are deemed to be brutish or outré, that civilization doesn't like, but that civilization, time and again, has great need of. Are we once again in that type of situation, Professor Hanson?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, since we're on the topic of the coronavirus, I can't envision a Mitt Romney or Barack Obama or Joe Biden invoking a travel ban on the 31st. Biden said it was racist. Had Trump not done that, I think we'd be in big trouble. And
yes,
in a weird way, the border crossings are way down. Only 10% of the people came across the southern border were from Asia. And everybody opposed that. Everybody opposed the targeted travel bans, which were the precursors of what he did on January 31st, the prior ones. And everybody thought he was crazy when he warned us not to outsource and hollow out the interior of America and outsource assembly and manufacturing and production to China, that was not only a serial trade cheat, but a communist dictatorship. And all those positions, I think, were proven prescient. And we can see them today. Had we just not put our chemotherapy or antibiotics or whatever type of our gloves or masks production in China, we'd be better off. And had we had an earlier travel ban, even than the one Trump did, we'd be better off. And had we had a completely closed border, north and south, we'd be better off. So, and if we, so I think he was an iconoclast, eccentric, and he got people thinking. And then once the policies were enacted, now people just sort of are blasé about, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Trump was right. It's good to have manufacturing here. Yeah, that wall, I'm glad there's no caravans this week. And
yes.
Wow, I'm glad he didn't let those Chinese tourists or visitors come in past February 1st. But at the time, that was considered racist, xenophobic, nativist, protectionist, you name it.
Write down this address right now, victorhanson.com, H-A-N-S-O-N, victorhanson.com. We've just got 2 minutes left with you, Professor. As a former member of the Trump administration, my biggest concern back then in the White House and still today is the question of how our bench is not very deep. You've used a phrase, I can't remember, but you used it in your lecture about the elite institutions, the universities, how cosseted these individuals are that go through these systems. If we are to regain our shining place on the hill, our city on the hill, as Reagan talked of, where will we find these individuals that will slaughter the sacred cows and break the concept of managed decline? Is there hope for a new bench of iconoclasts, Professor Hanson?
Yeah, I hope so. I don't think that they're going to be found in the Ivy League cursus honorum bachelor's, JD, bachelor's, MBA, necessarily bachelor, PhD. I don't think you're going to find them in Hollywood or academia or in the media. People gravitate to those and are opinion makers. I don't think can be trusted with governments. So I think we're going to be looking toward the military. We're going to be looking toward business. We're going to be looking toward small business. We're going to look for a different type of person than a Joe Biden that spent his entire life as a senator or public official. And then the assorted corruption that follows that, with, as we saw with Hunter. And that's pretty much a bipartisan paradigm. So I hope we don't just tap the same polluted well, because if we do, we'll get the same results.
Paradigm or anti-paradigm, I'll have to look up what the word for that is. We have been talking to one of my favorite authors. Follow his writings at American Greatness. It's amgreatness.com. And get his book right now, The Case for Trump. He is Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution, VD Hanson on Twitter. Thank you, Professor. Stay safe. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back to your calls in a moment. There's only two lines open, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. I'm just 3 weeks out from having had my knee surgery, my quadricep reattached to my patella, and I'm not taking any regular painkillers. Why? Because Relief Factor is all I need. Seriously, I'm taking a triple dose, but it works. I've got my leg brace on, but I can get in and out of my vehicle without any pain because of this remarkable natural substance that attacks the source of the pain, which is the inflammation. Tens of thousands of Americans are gaining relief every single day, and you could be one of them. Order the 3-week quick starter pack right now for just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And I guarantee, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it for 3 weeks every morning and evening, as do I, you will know by the end of those 3 weeks if Relief Factor works for you like it works for me. Don't hesitate. What have you got to lose, like the president says at his rallies? You deserve to be the next success story. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Your calls, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Here on America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I'm watching a TV advertisement for an insurance company where they're celebrating high fives. Probably bad timing. Nobody's wearing surgical gloves. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Enough with the hysteria. I've been so remiss. It's been remiss of me. I haven't mentioned my buddy, Mike Lindell. We're traveling to Israel together, but first things first, if you're a member of my family, have you ordered his incredible premium My Pillows? They are the best. I sleep on, the president uses them, and so should you. He's only sold 45 million of them. They're that good, and you get 60% off if you use my name. Go to MyPillow.com right now for the mattress toppers, the premium pillows, the body pillows, the travel pillows, the pet beds, the Giza Dream Sheets of Finest Egyptian Cotton. You name it, but use my name. MyPillow.com or 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. Secret code G-O-R-K-A. Let's go to the calls, the number 833-334-6752. Let's go to somebody who's been waiting patiently. Dave in Arizona, line 3. Welcome, Dave. Dave, are you there? He put the phone down, and he's making himself a cup of coffee. All right, let's go to Joseph, Minneapolis, line 2. Welcome, Joseph.
Hi, Mr. Clark. Thanks for taking my call. Say, I think it's time that regarding this virus, we need to stop distinguishing it based on the country of origin and its ethnicity, and rather focus on its politics. Is it any coincidence that this virus comes from a communist country that would like to have its way with the entire world and discredit the Trump administration, et cetera, et cetera? So we have people like Ocasio-Cortez who all immediately wants to bring in the topic of racism when we're talking about a kind of food that comes from this country. Wasn't that a tactic that was used against President Trump when he made some reference to Mexican food regarding an issue a year or two ago about Mexican food?
So I'm a bit curious here. So how do we do this? Do we call this the commie coronavirus? Because I'm not sure viruses have politics. So how do we package this, Joseph? Help me out.
Well, that's a very good question. But I think one of the key things we need to do right off the bat is stop and call out people who want to distinguish it as something that comes from a particular race and ask them, because quite frankly, there's a lot of Chinese people all around the world, and I bet there's more than one race in China as well. But we do know that there's one government, one party in China, unlike here and around the rest of the world. So I think it's important we distinguish that what is coming out of China is about as toxic as China itself, and it's not because of race. It's because of their politics. And that'd be a good start.
No, I think that's a good idea. I'm trying to think about how we do that. And I think it's clear that there are so many parallels to what happened back in 86 with Chernobyl, that if you have a dictatorship, if you have a communist regime that thinks it can control information, that dangerous things happen because, of course, you can't control information. We now know that China knew about the Wuhan virus long before they ever told anybody. So, yeah, let's make sure that people understand where it's coming from in terms of the type of the regime that country is, even if a virus doesn't have politics. Let's go to Danita in Florida. What a lovely name. Hello,
hello.
Danita.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Well, you are wonderful, and we appreciate you.
Thank you.
I just want to say, boy, I want to say a lot, but I'm not allowed. So I'm going to start.
Why? Are you going to be naughty? Are you going to use words that the FCC doesn't like?
Yeah. No, because I'll be taking other precious time from other people. But because, you know, there's so much we're hit with, inundated with all kinds of topics now at one time. And so that's why I want to say a lot. But I'll just say this. According to what you were talking about with Biden and his rantings.
Yes.
And I like the most recent one where he actually proclaims Trump as the winner of the reelection. I thought that was so cute. And now they're claiming, of course, that that was rigged. That's not really what he said. But anyway.
Doctored. The phrase they love to use is, it's doctored video. It's been doctored.
It's doctored. Yes. Somebody with a PhD has doctored it.
Indeed. Indeed. So how do you feel? How do you feel about the fact that it's going to be him at the moment and not Bolshe Bernie as the candidate for the Democrats?
Oh, I'm very relieved.
Why?
Very relieved.
Why?
Because Bernie's socialism, I find it really hard to believe that he's even been given a platform to push such a horrible, horrible government on us. Of, you know, even if there's a possibility, it would be as bad as, you know, Hillary getting it. So I do think everybody has a conspiracy of you know, hoping that, you know, Biden would win. But we know he's not going to. But if he did, you know how everybody's got their conspiracies that
yes.
Hillary's going to be vice president,
right.
Knock him off.
25th Amendment, yeah, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
I have
so
to say.
I'm just thankful. I don't think he's going to win anyway, so.
I think Trump's going to take it. What do you mean you think he's not going to win? That's not very flipping positive. Can you lean in a bit, Danita?
I know, right?
Come on. No, that's not the Trump effect. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, that's a nice piece of toast you gave me. Come on. Show a little.
I should just go ahead and prophesy Trump's going to.
No, you should. You should sound like you've got fire in the belly, my friend. That's what we want to hear.
No, but I have worse fire. I'm being told to calm it down. Okay,
calm it down. That's not what we do. That's not what we do. Stay on the line, Danita. I love your call. I want to give you a signed copy of my first book, Defeating Jihad. Stay on the line. And I have to share with you guys, it's actually what my wife said to me this morning. She got up at, 5:30 and then went to the gym? What a tough lady. Anyway, she said, I'm so relieved that it's not Bernie, because at least I now know that America isn't that crazy and the Democrats aren't that crazy. And I thought, yeah. It's an interesting way of looking at it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back to your calls in a moment. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. And our patriotmobile.com text line 703-869-1262. We are broadcasting from the relieffactor.com studios. Summer's almost here. Are you ready for all those activities that have been on hold in the winter months? Whatever it is, golf, hiking, getting on your bicycle, kayaking. Are you ready? Are you worried that you might get sore again? Daily aches and pains, creaky bones? Don't be. Try Relief Factor. Relief Factor, the natural pain relief product that works, that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans as we speak from daily aches and daily pain. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com and then find out for yourself. It's so very easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I'll tell you what. Potentially relief and liberation from your daily pain. $19.95. Do it. Now, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. You could be the next success story you deserve to be. And as the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? I'm Sebastian Gorka. We are live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook. Don't forget, we have our exclusive subscription service. If you go to my website, sebgorka.com, it's Gorka's Cabinet. And you could download the podcast where all good podcasts are found, so you'll never miss a minute. Back with your calls after these messages.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
He was so very right when he said enemy of the people when he was discussing the fake news industrial complex. The latest from Newsbusters and Nicholas Fondacario. NBC manipulates video, cuts around Biden threatening to assault auto worker. So on NBC's coverage of that visit to the factory with Joe Biden, they played the video, but they cut out a certain sentence. What did they cut out? They cut out a very simple phrase. Don't tell me that, pal, or I'm going to go out and slap you in the face. Why did you do that, NBC? Are you in the tank for Joe Biden? Is it important that you show him not threatening an American citizen who disagrees with him? Because that's how the left has normalized violence. We know who you are, and that's why we're here to push back on the propaganda and the lies. Let's go to line two, Aaron in Maryland. Welcome back, Aaron.
Thank you, Dr. G. Sorry, I have a good buddy, and he and I have been talking about this whole corona thing, and I heard Eric on YouTube during the break. He's done with it. So I thought back to last week when I heard Rick Santilli on the Chicago Mercantile floor say that he wants to give everybody coronavirus and get this thing over with. I suggest we just all start go out and licking doorknobs and destroy the Democrats' talking points for the next, 6 months.
You're a feisty one, Aaron, aren't you?
Well, guilty.
Has it been said that you're a little bit robust in your political attitude?
Well, maybe just a little bit.
So
I come by it honestly.
So, well, that's of course you do. So you're as bored as our team member Eric is with all of this.
Not to get into too much specifics, but the business line that I work in, you know, it's starting to trickle down and affect us, and we work in a globalized market. And
are you being affected because people don't want you visiting their businesses or because of supply chain? What's the issue?
It's more like the supply chain.
Okay.
So, we work in a marketing centric business and so it's affected where people travel to and the ability to get projects out the door. So I guess the whole point is that Rick Santilli is like, look, let's just get this thing over with and get it over with as quickly as possible and kill the narrative. The narrative from the press is what's really driving everything. Everybody's on edge.
Yeah,
everywhere.
That's it. It's the narrative that's the problem. It's the perception, not the reality. You want to be in danger? Go to Baltimore this weekend. Go to Chicago. That's where you'll be in danger. God bless you. Stay on the line, Aaron. Let's find out if he's got my books already. If he hasn't, he gets to pick which one he wants because the guy's always on form. He's always forward-leaning, and we like his style. If you like my style and you want more, catch me on Eric Bolling's amazing new show, America This Week, WJLA.com. 7 p.m. tonight, Eric Bolling, America This Week, WJLA.com. 7 p.m. Eastern. Back here in a moment.